Welcome Guide for Tier 3 Contractor Protégés. Introduction. Welcome to Tier 3 of the PennDOT Mentor Protégé Program, MPP, for Contractors. This guide will help you navigate the resources available on ProRank Academy, PRA, and make the most of your protégé experience. Initially, only your PRA profile will have access to the MPP rooms available to your firm. Suppose you would like others in your organization to access the MPP rooms available to your firm on PRA. In that case, you must use the multi-account feature, found as the third tab in your profile menu, to allow others to view the MPP rooms using your PRA profile. This feature is explained further below. Secondary protégé signup process, requesting and granting multi-account access. Secondary MPP protégés or PRA users from the protégé firm who did not complete the MPP questionnaire must request multi-account access to the primary protégé's PRA profile. You can watch this video for further instructions. Once the primary MPP protégé grants multi-account access, the secondary protégé can toggle to the primary protégé's profile and view the MPP rooms as the primary user. Legal disclaimer. By enabling multi-account access, you acknowledge and accept the risks associated with granting access to secondary users. ProRank Academy is not liable for any misuse, unauthorized access, or data loss resulting from the use of the multi-account function. Users are responsible for managing and monitoring access permissions and ensuring compliance with all relevant data protection regulations and organizational policies. Navigating the PennDOT MPP rooms, 1. Understanding your role as a Tier 3 protégé. As a Tier 3 protégé in the contractor cohort, you are PennDOT Business Partner registered and pre-qualified with at least one ECMS work code. Your goal is to partner with mentors on PennDOT projects. Your mentor must win the PennDOT project before they can request to add you as the MPP protégé. Please contact the MPP Supportive Services Center at 833-736-6677 if your mentor needs help adding your firm to a project. 2. Understanding group rooms. Group rooms, or rooms, provide PRA users with consolidated information on a specific subject or objective. Each of the PennDOT MPP cohorts and their tiers has its respective rooms on PRA, consolidating the relevant information for that MPP cohort tier. Each MPP participant will have access to various MPP rooms that may change as the participant moves through the program. The MPP Point of Contact, PRA user, can access all MPP group rooms by navigating to the group rooms page and entering the keyword MPP into the search box. This will show a list of all MPP rooms in which their company is currently enrolled. Only the PRA profile of the MPP POC user will be able to see or access the MPP rooms. As explained above, all other company users from the protégé firm must receive multi-account access to the POC profile to view MPP rooms. PennDOT MPP Room. This room is for all PRA users interested in and or enrolled in the PennDOT Mentor Protégé Program. It shows all program stakeholders from both cohorts and across all tiers, including interested stakeholders who still need to be enrolled as mentors or protégés. Contractor MPP Room. This room is for all PennDOT MPP consultant cohort participants. Please note that although you will meet potential mentors in this room, you should only attempt to pair with them on projects once you have successfully reached Tier 3 of the program. Tier 3 Contractor Room. This room contains potential mentors ready to partner on PennDOT projects, as well as best practices and resources for pairing. Tip: you can invite potential mentors to this room by sending them the link provided in this document to complete the Mentor MPP questionnaire. Once the questionnaire is completed, the primary point of contact, POC, will automatically have their original PRA profile added to the Tier 3 Contractor Room, or they will have a new PRA profile created and added to the room if they use an email address not already registered in PRA. No other members of the Point of Contact's firm need to complete the questionnaire. They can just create free PRA profiles and edit their profile option to be a potential mentor, as shown in the video provided in this document. The Tier 3 Contractor Room Forum can be used to ask PennDOT or MPP admins questions anytime and review past questions and answers. 3. PRA Group Room Statuses. Room statuses. Rooms on PRA have three visibility statuses. By completing their PRA profile and uploading their capability statement, PRA users are automatically enrolled into applicable rooms, which may have public, private, or hidden status. These three room statuses are explained further below. Public rooms. These rooms are visible and accessible to all PRA users and can be joined by any user at any time. Example, PennDOT Resources Room. Example, Heavy Highway Construction Room. Private rooms. Request access and approval needed. Example, PennDOT MPP Room. Example, DBE Supportive Service Room. Hidden rooms. These rooms are only visible to room members. Most PRA users gain access to these rooms by providing relevant information. Hidden rooms are invisible to all PRA users except the currently enrolled room members, and they can only be accessed with admin approval. Example, Contractor MPP Room. Example, Tier 3 Contractor Room. 4. Room Hierarchies. Rooms house other rooms on PRA as subgroups. Most rooms on PRA are nested and can be navigated using the breadcrumb links at the top of the room page just below the room banner image. Please watch the video provided in this document for a further explanation of the MPP room hierarchy. Subgroups. Each room with subordinate rooms has a subgroups tab. This tab shows the next level of rooms, which drill down to more specific classifications of information. Breadcrumb feature. Room visitors can navigate from subrooms back up the room hierarchy utilizing the tiny links just under the room banner image of all subrooms. MPP room nesting logic for the Tier 3 contractors room is shown below. Parent room, child room, grandchild room. PennDOT MPP room, contractors MPP room, Tier 3 contractors room. MPP Tier 3 contractor focus. 1. Making connections and sending messages. The Tier 3 Contractors Room mentors are ready to pair up on PennDOT projects. Check the public Tier 3 Contractors report regularly to find new mentor firms that may be joining the program daily. Tip, you can toggle the search filter to potential mentors to view a list of mentors instead of protégés. MPP rooms have three member types, program admins, potential mentors, and potential protégés. Ensure you are aware of the room member type before sending communications. You can view the services provided and contact information directly from the mentor profile. View mentors who are ready to work on PennDOT projects. You can click on any potential mentor's profile image to learn more about their company. You can send connection requests and begin dialogues with mentors once connected. MPP room members must connect with the user before sending a message. To initiate a connection request, click the person icon on the member profile image with a plus symbol. Remember that you can cancel connections on PRA at any time. Best practice tip. Protégés can refer potential mentors qualified to prime PennDOT projects by sending them the link to the Mentor MPP questionnaire. Once the questionnaire is completed, the new potential mentor firm will be ready to pair in the MPP Tier 3 room for their respective cohort. You may want to provide your prospective mentor with a copy of Appendix D to Part 26, Mentor Protégé Guidelines, to confirm the program's authenticity with PennDOT. The document section of the Tier 3 Contractor Room contains a sample MOU and a work plan template. Please note that the documents in this room are just for reference. The formal documents will be sent to all participants through PRA, as shown in the MPP navigational diagram. Tier 3 Contractor Learning Objectives, Course 22.113, PennDOT ECMS Provisional Code Request, Sub-Initiated. This course is designed to guide contractors through the step-by-step process of requesting a provisional work class code using PennDOT's Engineering and Construction Management System, ECMS. Lesson 22.2.4, ECMS Force Accounts. This lesson guides contractors through submitting a PennDOT Force Account for an ECMS project. A PennDOT Force Account is a contractual arrangement that allows construction projects to address unforeseen work items or changes without specific contract pricing. Appendix D to Part 26, Mentor-Protégé Guidelines. For contractors, a provisional specification, referred to as the PennDOT DBE Mentor-Protégé Special Provision, Attachment D, was developed to provide for line item reimbursement for the mentor's services provided and any associated costs that must be directly attributable and properly allowable to specific individual contracts. As a best practice, this document should be provided to potential mentors with your introduction email to help inform them about the MPP. Tier 3 Contractor Learning Resources, Provisional Prequalification Guidelines. This document provides guidelines for the provisional assignment of a work classification code by PennDOT to a pre-qualified contractor, working as a subcontractor if a prime contractor is willing to train and directly supervise this work as it is self-performed by the subcontractor. This work classification code must be assigned to the prime contractor to be considered for provisional pre-qualification for the subcontractor. Provisional pre-qualification approval is project-specific. Successful completion of provisional pre-qualification may be applied toward the regular assignment of the work classification code. Provisional pre-qualification does not apply to a first-tier subcontractor mentoring another first-tier subcontractor. Provisional pre-qualification does not apply to a first-tier subcontractor mentoring a second-tier subcontractor. Provisional pre-qualification only applies to a prime contractor mentoring a first-tier subcontractor. Only one provisional pre-qualification work classification will be granted per subcontractor at one time. Once a provisional work classification has been made permanent, the subcontractor may initiate another provisional request. As an MPP contractor protege, you will acquire your new work codes using the provisional pre-qualification process, so it is highly recommended that you understand the guidelines. Contractor MOU template. The mentor and protege should begin their formal agreement by signing the MOU. The sooner this can be done, the better. This should occur immediately after a prime decides to mentor the protege if the prime has already been awarded the project. If the project has not been awarded, the MOU can be signed immediately after the award notice. The mentor should have this executed document available and ready for discussion at their kickoff meeting with PennDOT. Contractor Development Plan Template. This template can be used to develop your mentor-protege development plan. Both the mentor and the protege should work together and have input in creating this plan, although it is the mentor's responsibility to submit the plan to PennDOT. Sample Contractor Development Plan. This is an example of how a contractor-protege work plan might look once completed. Tip, in MPP jargon, development plans are also commonly referred to as work plans, so please do not be confused if you hear these terms used together. Example, work development plan. Or if you hear them used interchangeably, development plan and work plan. These terms refer to the same document for the PennDOT MPP. MPP Navigational Diagram and Virtual Pairing Guide. MPP Navigational Diagram. This document is an interactive flowchart that guides protégés and mentors through the entire MPP lifecycle. It includes video instructions and direct links to each webpage referenced at each program step. The MPP Contractor Virtual Pairing Guide provides a detailed written overview of the MPP virtual pairing process between mentors and protégés of the contractor cohort on PRA. Additional resources. PennDOT Mentor Protégé Program, MPP website. This is the official website for the PennDOT MPP program. It contains various resources to help protégés and mentors understand and navigate the program. The MPP Public Contractor Protégé Report is a dynamic list of Tier 3 contractor protégés viewable by the public. It provides general information about each firm and can be an alternative to granting multi-account access. PennDOT MPP Program Guide. This document is PennDOT's guidance on policies and procedures for the Mentor-Protégé Program. PennDOT ECMS Roadmap. This is an interactive PDF diagram of the PennDOT ECMS process of becoming ready to work for PennDOT projects. ProRank Academy Password Reset Link. This will allow you to reset your PRA password if you forgot it or are having issues logging in. Multi-account access and disclaimer for requesting multi-account access. PRA users from the protégé firm who did not complete the MPP questionnaire, secondary protégés, must request multi-account access from the firm's MPP point of contact, primary protégé, user to access MPP rooms. Once the primary protégé user grants multi-account access, the secondary protégé PRA user can toggle profiles and view the MPP rooms using the primary profile. Legal disclaimer. By enabling multi-account access, you acknowledge and accept the risks associated with granting access to secondary users. ProRank Academy is not liable for any misuse, unauthorized access, or data loss resulting from the use of the multi-account function. Users are responsible for managing and monitoring access permissions and ensuring compliance with all relevant data protection regulations and organizational policies. Conclusion. This guide provides a detailed framework for new PennDOT MPP program participants to navigate the Mentor-Protege program MPP resources on PRA. This guide is maintained as a virtual document. For the latest version, please use the link provided in this document and check the top right corner of any page for changes to the version number. For further assistance, please contact the PennDOT MPP Supportive Services Center by email at pennmpp@prorankllc.com or by phone at 833-736-6677 or 833-PENN-MPP. You can also visit us at pennmpp.com for more information on the PennDOT MPP.